from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's been a big Monday. We've been talking a lot about Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons making their first practice as Falcons, and they both addressed the media today. More on that coming up. But you know what, Mike? We've become, and I said this last week, we're the talk. We're a hot commodity, which means there are people who cover the National Football League who are now making their way to the ATL who want to talk to this team and talk to the players. Kay Adams is one of those individuals, and obviously she does a great job. But Grady went on her show today, and you know, for all the conversation that we've had about whether Judon, you know, how he feels about being here, and Justin Simmons, you've heard a little bit of that. We'll play more of it for you, as I said. But he was asked a question today, and I want you to hear what Grady said when it comes to being the best team he's been on. He's been here 10 years. Played on a Super Bowl team. Right? Could have been, Mike, could have been, if we won it,
right,
the MVP of the Super Bowl. People forget how dominant Grady was in that game.
Right, good pull.
3 sacks, okay? He said this to Kay Adams about how good he thinks his team is.
What do you make of this team?
Oh, man, I'm super excited. I mean, on the offense side of the ball, defense side of the ball, I mean, we're setting the league on fire right now. You know, it don't matter unless we go out here and make translate it to some wins, but I'm super excited. I mean, this is one of the most stacked rosters I've been a part of, and it just makes you want to go even harder.
Do you think this is the best team you've been on?
I mean, it's the I think the proof is in the pudding, you know, on paper, but we got to go out there and do the job, you know, on Sundays. And I think the schedule lines up nice for us. We finally back playing in some prime time, so that's going to help everybody, you know, to let the nation see what we got. And so I'm super excited for us to go out there and just play some good football.
Now, you think about that 2016, and we were just talking about this earlier in the commercial break when we saw that soundbite. I mean, that was a young defense that was all drafted. I mean, most of those guys had impactful players. It was Vic Beasley in his second year, Grady in his second year. All the guys we picked up, you know, Debo, Keanu, who am I forgetting? Dwight Freeney came in as a free agent, remember? Yeah, and Devondre Campbell was also drafted in the fourth round in that one. But that was a young, but it was a good defense. It got better. Remember, Dan Quinn took over the play calling?
Yep.
And unfortunately, it just fell apart, basically, in the second half. And part of that was, you know, not to mind you guys, Alex Mack's leg finally gave out and the offense stopped generating points. But it was not a great, you know, it was kind of like the Saints when they won the Super Bowl. It was an opportunistic defense, right?
I agree.
This one has got real bona fide studs around it that they didn't have that year.
No. And by the way, that year was just so unexpected, like especially on the defensive side. But this is why I always say you don't need the number one defense. Nice. But you don't need that to go to the Super Bowl. You need turnovers. You need to get off the field on third down. You need to score on you know, interceptions and scoop scores and all those kinds of things, Mike. That, through the course of the year, if you own turnover differential, you're going to be in the playoffs. Strip sack. And that is, to me, what you have an opportunity to be. But, Mike, he said on paper, Do you think this is the best team he's been on?
Yeah, I think you could argue that. I mean, certainly the 2018 team, which then just fell apart with all the injuries, because by then, you know, we had Debo was a Pro Bowl caliber, Ken O'Neal was Pro Bowl, then everybody got hurt.
Yep.
That was the year the offense, I always go back to it, Sark figured it out. Couldn't really get a handle on that offense in 17 when the defense was lights out. That defense, you know, beat the Rams, should have beat the Eagles. Worst defense to win a Super Bowl? Giants ranked 25th in 2011 with the NASCAR package.
Okay.
The Saints, I always bring it back to the Saints. Saints were ranked 20th the year that they beat the Colts. Remember the onside kick in the second half? The Colts.
Turnovers.
2006, the Colts ranked 20th. These are opportunistic defenses. The Chiefs in 2023, defense ranked 16th. But, I mean, but you still got to have some ballers, and they've got guys.
You got to have ballers. But that's what Grady says. But he's right. Doesn't mean anything unless you go out and prove it. But on paper, it looks good, man. It just does.
You haven't had a guy like Judon here since John Abraham. That's not hype. I mean, go back and look at the numbers. We have not had those guys that are capable of sniffing double-digit sacks since Vic Beasley's 15.5, which seems, you know, 2016. You know, he was motivated. Dwight Freeney was there, and we were scoring about 30 points a game, which helped everybody, right?
It really did. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. If you're just joining us, we mentioned Austin Riley done for at least 6 to 8 weeks. Hopefully he gets back, and we're in the playoffs, and maybe some magic has happened, but certainly a devastating injury for the Braves, and that storyline has something that we've been talking about today as well. As far as the Falcons are concerned, these practices, these guys were at practice today. If you're going, hey, Duke's Bell, they're going to play on Friday? No, they're not. Do not expect to see Judon or Justin Simmons or any of these guys in our final preseason game against Jacksonville.
Yeah, and if you want to pull the Penix sound about Coach Ra Oren talking about Penix, because he actually answered questions about it down, or I should say up in Baltimore, and then later as Kay Adams was recording her pieces today at Falcons headquarters, she kind of grilled him over it too, like, why aren't you playing Penix? I got to disagree with Coach Ra. I think you got to have Penix as much reps, because heaven forbid, look, the whole idea of drafting a quarterback and signing a quarterback is you got two guys ready to go. Is Penix ready to go in your mind?
He's practiced well. If you are just, and this is what the coaching staff is doing, if you are just basing it on his practices, Mike, I agree with Coach from that standpoint. Like, yeah, I've seen enough. I think he's ready to play. But again, I just want to get him maximum reps. That's just where I'm at. And again, I didn't expect him to play the whole game. But what was it, a half in that first preseason game? I think he went almost a half.
Yeah, he threw at 16 passing attempts in that in that game against Miami.
So what I would have liked to have seen is him do the same thing in this last preseason game. And then I don't expect him to play in the third preseason game. I just don't. But they decided not to do that, so that's kind of where we are. But we'll see if it's the right decision or not. And by the way, it has to go terribly bad, and we don't want that, for us to figure this out, out.
Look, I'm not trying to make a federal case out of it, Carl. I just thought, you know, we'd be seeing more of Michael Penix.
Yeah.
And again, not to kind of, we talked about it earlier, not like they're trying to avoid a controversy. Just get this guy up the most game experience. And it's just frustrating for fans because, yes, different situation. We've got a quarterback that's getting paid, you know, good money, Kirk Cousins, to be here. But you see the Bo Nixes and the Caleb Williams and you see Jaden Daniels, all these guys making plays. You want to see what Penix can do. And they're seeing that in that scrimmage in Miami to practice. Here's Coach defending, basically keeping him out of the injury bug.
Torrey, it was all about that, right? Last week, we wanted to get him out there and get a feel for what he was in live game, which we kind of already knew. Wanted to see him be able to answer questions, talk about it on the sideline, go out there and execute, make mistakes, and know what to do. Like when he looked the wrong way, getting right to the check down. He did a lot of those things a lot, but it took a hit last week, should have changed the protection. He's able to clearly communicate those things. I mean, we've seen enough last week of Michael Penix and the live stuff, and now we had the chance to mitigate him in practice. And you know, we give him a bunch of live stuff out there in practice that you do everything that you would do in a game other than get hit. But you know, we feel really good where we're at with Michael. We feel really good where we're at with the other guys that we set, and we treated that the same way. But Mike showed us last week enough that we don't have to play him in the preseason.
Showed us enough that we don't have to play him. And if they feel confident about it, then we have to feel confident about it. We don't have to like it, but right. We have to feel confident that, hey, they've seen enough. They feel like they know in watching him. And as I said earlier, if you were to ask me, and this is no telling no secrets or anything, you know, you said, hey, who's been better in camp? Kirk Cousins has been great. There's nothing even to talk about as far as, oh, I don't know. I mean, it's close. It's not. It's Cousins' job, and Penix has done what they've asked him to do. But the side of this is I just want everybody ready as much as possible.
I just think at the end of the day, you want to get the most experience. I get it. We've seen the – and you said it. You're shook a little bit. Ra's not going to admit that. But you've seen losing starters. You're losing Braylon Trice. Yeah. You lose DeMarco Helms. And whether or not, you know, if Justin Simmons was still there and Judon, if they didn't have the injuries, either way, I love the fact that, you know, Terry Fontenot put all the chips in, says, let's go for it. Because we got a team that looks like, you know, and maybe they saw things in Miami that we weren't privy to that says we can hang, you know, with the elites. NFC is so top heavy, right? It's San Fran, and then, you know, you can plug in. You feel the Lions. I mean, the Lions still got to prove that they can do it. They had the 49ers on, you know, let's be honest, on the hook.
They did.
And let them wriggle off. Eagles, you know, they got their own little soap opera. Matter of fact, they'll be in Brazil on Friday night, you know, the opening week of the season. We'll see them soon up there in Philly. But, I mean, and that'll be, by the way, that'll be a hell of a litmus test for the Falcons, too, that Philly game.
It is going to be a tough game.
Because the Steelers, and if you guys who missed it earlier, Russell Wilson got sacked 3 times. Tomlin isn't getting anything he wants to see right now as far as guys trying to win that job in Pittsburgh. And all of a sudden, maybe I'm feeling less like they're the boogeyman, right?
I
don't got to worry about their defense and then, you know, keeping our quarterback clean.
Yeah, but I just think that prior to where we are now, and this is what I always talk about when things change, like we saw a team 2 months ago that you went, how are we going to get these Steelers, man? Right. They, on paper, looked a lot better than we did. Not anymore. Like, it looks different now. And without them figuring out the quarterback situation, at least not yet. Remember, guys, there are teams around the NFL that have already announced who their guy is, okay? Antonio Pierce had a competition going on. Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. He announced today, hey, Minshew's my guy. Before we're heading into preseason game number 3, the Steelers have yet to tell us which direction they're going.
Right.
And partly that's due to the fact that neither one of these guys has gotten enough momentum, Mike. Now, you can blame the offensive line, and I get it. 3 sacks, minus 21 yards, you get set back. But these guys each had 5 series, and you got 1 score. You got a field goal out of it. That's a problem.
Right. So this is where, all of a sudden now, we don't want to put the cart before the horse. Said that a lot this year. But when you hear guys talking about it, you hear Grady talking about it, you hear why Matthew Judon came down here, you know, why Simmons did, all of a sudden, man, it's like, We got some studs. We got, and you know, it's funny. Kay Adams hit us back because we're talking about her interview. It's like, yeah, and we also got all these top 10 skill position guys who now finally have someone get them to rock.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. We're going to hear more from Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The most important story of the day, brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
You want to hear more of what Matthew Judon had to say to the media today as he was introduced. First time he had a chance to speak as an Atlanta Falcon. Also, Justin Simmons. Very interesting stuff. It's on the way. But it's game week, and we're talking about Georgia Tech. Mike, the expectations for Georgia, we know. But what are they for Georgia Tech? Are they going to compete for an ACC championship? Are they going to be in the hunt? Listen, Brent Key has done a great job of recruiting. The hype around the program is very good. I think they have a better quarterback going into this game. The first game of the season is in Ireland, and it is Saturday, guys, against Florida State. So, what are the expectations?
I mean, I think if you're a Georgia Tech fan, I think you look at that point spread, and it's Florida State's rep. You know, it's all about Vegas. You know, the national Georgia Tech's not a brand yet. They're coming around because Brent's got everything you just said. And they've also got the well-heeled, I say, sir, you know, boosters kicking that money in, man. The NIL. Look, Georgia Tech can be a sleeping giant in the modern day of college football if you can get everybody on the same page. That's always been the problem with the program, right? But Brent's got a pro-style offense. You're getting the big dogs in there now. They're going to be able to try to run the football. I think they got returning four starters from the offensive line. Defense is going to be the question. How much does Georgia Tech's defense improve? Because Florida State wants to run the ball too. Because, again, I can't get a straight answer from anybody in Tallahassee if they think DJU looks really good down there.
All right. With that said, Brent Key went on the Steakhouse today. First thing that Steaky asked him was, what has he learned the last couple of weeks that has told him where this Tech program is?
Yeah, it's exciting for the fans, exciting for the alumni, the administration. I mean, and much of anything for the players, just that there is some energy and buzz, but we're very, very aware, and this team understands that anything positive or negative said to you, really, it does not impact how we go out and play. It doesn't impact how we prepare. Right? And everything can go away real fast if you don't go out and do things the right way. So we're keeping our nose down and just working our butts off to be able to go there and play a good football game.
Who do you talk to about playing overseas, dealing with the time change, the jet lag, a different stadium, a different turf? NFL has been doing a lot of this for years, a little different in the college game. How did you research and investigate and deal with the things that are going to come your way this week?
Yeah, so reached out to several coaches that had been over there. We went over there in 2014 at UCF, played Penn State over there. So it was 10 years ago that I went over there. So we kind of had some of the things we'd done, good, bad, ugly, whatever, with that. You know, but then with the NFL doing so much of it, you know, talked to a couple NFL guys that have been over there numerous times, a couple college guys that have been over there in the last few years just to get their input. But at the end of the day, we can't make more of it than it is. And we can overstimulate the kids by talking about it. Are you tired? Are you jet lagged? Is this? Yeah. I mean, look, it's 5 hours, guys. It's not a lot different than going East Coast, West Coast, which the NFL does all the time. And we'll be doing next year with our new conference. So we got the right protocols in place. Make sure they stay hydrated. Make sure they're awake when they need to. But, hey, look, they stay up playing the new video game all night anyway and still jump up and go to practice. So it's not like that. You know, they're 20 years old.
Yeah, it's a great point.
They're 20 years old. We don't need to overthink this as adults.
Yeah, it's like the line from Hoosiers in terms of, like, what's different about this arena. It's a 100-yard field. They're on one side. We're on the other side. The rules haven't changed. Go play football. Go make plays.
You're right, Steak. I mean, I had a team meeting this morning, first day of school, and kind of talked about the schedule of the week, and I said, both teams have the same thing that we're traveling. We're both flying over there. I mean, whatever team handles this the best is going to have a leg up and an advantage when game time comes.
Brent Key with us, head coach of the Jackets on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, you've had some remarkable wins, ranked opponents on the road, stepped up. the frustration certainly has been consistency. It feels like with as many kids coming back from last year's team and the bowl win over Central Florida and the accomplishment of some of the returning players, that getting to a consistent where you see the same team as close to the same team week in and week out, because we know you have it in you for big wins. We've seen them throughout your tenure. Is veteran or older guys maybe addressing, hopefully, some of the inconsistencies?
Yeah, well, it's a new season. You know, it's a new team. There's 32 new guys on here from last year. But as a program as a whole, you know, the steps we've been involved in is, you know, first you learn how not to lose, right? Then you're learning how to win. And we're to the point now, Stake, where it's how do you win consistently, right? How do you put a consistent effort every single week and not let outcomes or opponents or scoreboard dictate how you go about your preparation? And I think we've been very consistent in our preparation for the last 4 weeks. I've been very pleased with that part of it. You know, now it's time to go put it up against, you know, put it up against an opponent. But, you know, the expectation is to go out and prepare the same way. And we had you know, a series of speakers over the summer, and, you know, Brandon Marshall was here and spoke to the team. He said something that really stuck with me and stuck with the team, is that success and failure are both the same. They're both distractions, right? And for everybody to understand that, and this team to understand that, whether you have success or failure, whether it's on the individual play or it's, you know, week to week, you know, throughout a season, right, you can't get too high or too low. Right? We got to be the exact same version of ourselves that we are when we're preparing throughout the week. And that's how you go out and you play consistently for 60 minutes.
What do you see when you look at Florida State? Now, a lot of new guys on their team, including their quarterback. So folks are like, they haven't played together as much. But, boy, the guys they have are some elite athletes and elite college football players.
Does Andrew put you up to that?
Well, I mean,
Brent, you know, you know how hard it is, because you know how much I love you, and I always pull. I mean, like, all in on the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah,
I like it. Hey, so is Winky. Don't worry.
I know. I was thinking about that. You know, Brent, I think the world of you, and you guys are rocking it. So I want good, clean, great fun, and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah, tell us a little. What do you see?
Yeah, you know, they're a good opponent. And anytime you get a chance to open up the season with defending conference champs, a team that went really undefeated until the final game of the season, you know, that's a great opportunity for us. You talk about, you know, the exposure that we're going to generate for Georgia Tech, that we're going to generate for the Georgia Tech football program, right, to be able to go and play that type of opponent. Yeah, they've got new faces. We've got new faces. But they're a quality team. Mike has done a great job there. I mean, Mike is He's a really good football coach. He believes in the core fundamentals of football, I think the same way I do, of what it takes to build a successful program. He talks about consistency. You know, he's stayed consistent with who he is in the building of the program down there since he's taken the reins to it. So just, you know, very impressed overall as a program they have, and you know, really excited to go play them.
What do you think of the 12-team playoff? What was your initial reaction to it? We just read a story. There's more interest in college football and, you know, more wagering and more action and more discussion than any time in recent memory. I know you don't have time to, you know, that's an off-season question more than anything for you, but I wonder if what you did think about the 12-team and just where college football is headed.
Yeah, anytime you get an opportunity to play another week of football and play with a team, play another week and then another week and another week, I look at that as a huge advantage. I mean, we work our tails off all year really for 12 opportunities. That's all we're guaranteed, are 12 opportunities to play in a season. So everybody's playing for that next game of a bowl game. And then it became everyone's playing for, you know, the playoff game, the semis and the finals. Well, now it's another opportunity to continue to play and extend our season. And it's a special thing in college football, and that's what makes college football great, is that when that season's over, kids graduate, kids leave, it's done, and you have to rebuild an entire team. So the bonds that those kids build throughout the season, it gives them extended time to continue to play it. We hope we can play as long as we possibly can.
How impressed have you been by your alumni base stepping up the way we have heard they have in terms of being competitive in NIL and making it clear that we have every opportunity, in many cases more, at Georgia Tech to offer you than as much as anyone else in the state or anywhere else in the country?
You know, I'd be even if I wasn't here, I'd be smiling from afar. Just seeing the alignment that, the Georgia Tech community is has now. It really starts with our president, with Dr. Cabrera, and the job he has done of you know, giving us the resources and, wanting to build competitive championship athletics program. And then Jake back coming in and, knowing what those things look like and knowing you know, how it's supposed to be built the right way. And really the leadership that is from above has really put us on the right path. And then to bring the boosters and the alumni and the former players of all sports back involved and get everybody aligned in the same direction, really it's credit to those two, but man, it's been, it's awesome to see the support that our alumni base is giving and then the amount of resources that they are allowing us to be able to compete. And look, you don't play the game to go out and win half your games or, you know, win three quarters of your games or whatnot. You play the game and we coach the game to go out and win every game. And right, and if that's not everyone's mindset that we want to build a championship program, right, then you know it's never going to happen. But now I do believe that, that's becoming the case. And we've got to continue to continue to push, continue to grind, continue to get more and more people aligned the same direction.
Brent Key, head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Brent, there's a ton of social media pictures of Georgia Tech arriving in Ireland and sightseeing. I know you're going to hate this question. I'm going to ask it anyway. Are the guys going to have time? Do you have, like, fun stuff and sightseeing, any of that food? Interesting, a little soda bread here and there?
No. No, we're going to go play a football game and win a football game. Bottom line, this isn't a vacation. This isn't a bowl game. All right, this is our first game, and just happens to be somewhere else.
How many key family members and friends and folks, because they are going to make it, you know, more fun than certainly you and your team. They're out there to win a game. But are there a lot of folks you're impressed with? They're going to be out there rooting you guys on.
From what I've heard, there's a lot of Georgia Tech fans going. I mean, it's exciting to see the amount of people that have decided to go over and watch us open up the 2024 season. As far as who those are, other than my wife, I really don't know. I mean, you know, I don't have time to, you know, reply back to the text and the calls and whatnot. So, you know, hopefully I'll be pleasantly surprised.
It's business. This is not pleasure.
Right.
And I'm with Brent Key. This is not the end of the season, a bowl game, to this point. Like, this is how we're starting our season. You got to have the right attitude heading into this game. This is, yes, it's Ireland. It's great. You get a chance to go over there. But at the end of the day, man, you know, Mike, these trips are not as fun for the players as they are for the fans. Let's just be honest, especially right at the beginning of the season. You get over there, you see a couple of things, but the focus has to be on Saturday and defeating Florida State.
Right. So, I mean, it's not like they're going to take him on a bus ride over to Waterford to look
correct
at the crystal. You know what I mean?
That's
you know,
right. You know,
there are great things to do over there. You know, we're going to play around over there at the K-Club in Ballybunion. But no, that's for the well-heeled boosters to do all that. And a lot of those guys are over there. Look, great opportunity for Brent Key, the signature win. The reason, and Florida State fans continue to get mad at me for saying this, I just don't know what DJ Uiagalelei is going to look like as a Seminole. Just don't know. And you could argue that Haynes King, if he can cut down the picks, is just the same, as good if not better, and can pick him up and put him down. Both teams want to run. Wide receiver transfers, a lot of skill, a lot of D, man, on Florida State. But confused about the QB, Carl, if you're honest.
I just want a good game. I know you do, too.
55, by the way, a little rich for the over.
It sounds that way. What
this
I'm looking
at. Under on that. But maybe it's be a dial score to start the season.
It might be. I mean, who knows? 34-31. Who knows? Right. Hey, coming up, the best thing I heard all day. And why are you mad, bro?
Kid, I don't know what I mean. This was something last week when I was like, "Where's Stakey? I mean, what's going on?" And Sandra's like, "Oh, it's Nola's last first day." And I'm like, "What in the is that?" And then that's a later. It's another level, another layer, another thing that parents have to deal with.
Yeah.
Apparently,
now we did have a lot of fun with that, right. And obviously, you know, he did what he needed to do. We hadn't heard of it.
I learned something new last week.
So Sandra's telling him, and that's a promo that's running now on the station. And I guess that was Stake's first time hearing it. But I love it. How is temperament changes? Oh, they were talking about what does he know? what does he know? So, anyways, we had to play that. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The best thing I heard all day today was a quote and a comment from Matthew Judon. You want to have a hard-hitting, intimidating defense that gets after the quarterback, that gets turnovers. We have the makeup for that. And today, Judon and Justin Simmons, our new safety, spoke to the media. But the best thing I heard, Mike, and it got me fired up, and you were saying guys were texting you earlier when we were talking about this, is Judon saying, I'm going to go out there and just play with reckless abandon. The mission is to go out there and destroy everything out there.
And just made me want to go harder.
I mean, that's what we need. When has anybody been saying these kinds of things on our defense? You guys tell me.
No, it's been forever. I mean, you said it. The Predator, he had such a bad experience. I'm not speaking for John, but I think he's mentioned this to us. He had a bad experience with the New York media. He was very buttoned up when he was here, and John's a great guy. But, you know, a guy who brings him some swagger and attitude. I mean, Dwight Freeney brought total professionalism and raised the level of play for guys like Vic Beasley, which, you know, maybe Vic needed a guy like Dwight around more often to get some fire going. But this guy, let's just call it what it is. He's a badass. He's a badass. He's raw. He's emotional. He's tough. He gets after it. He's overcome adversity, Carl.
He has.
And I'm going Stephen Andrew. Quite frankly, no, I mean, the story on the, if you don't know, we talked about it earlier, you can read up on it. You can read his bio from the website. But he was a small school guy. He got invited to one of those like East-West games or Mobile Senior Bowl and then really showed out. And then he was ready for the combine, and his knee was acting up. But he wasn't going to let that stop him. And he goes and puts on a show, and he gets drafted in the fifth round. And the rest is history. He gets on to be a Pro Bowler.
So the reason that is exciting and the best thing I've heard is because we keep talking about, what's his team identity going to be? How about when players live up to their expectation, all of a sudden your identity is built? I don't know. We haven't played a game yet. But if you're telling me, like, we're going to turn teams over, we're going to get after the quarterback, all these things we've been talking about, that becomes your identity. We're going to score points, Kirk Cousins. Bijan, we're going to be in the end zone. Pitts, we're going to – that becomes your identity. So, Mike, I just like the fact that he comes in here and he's like, I'm about it. This is not us wishing and hoping that this guy can play. He's done it. So I am, like – is super excited about the idea of what Judon can achieve. Now, as far as Justin Simmons is concerned, Mike, he's just like, look, the culture is real here. And everything that you guys have been hearing about and us, we've been talking about, he kind of, he backed up, right? He kind of doubled down on it. He co-signed everything we've been telling you guys about what's going on in the building, the excitement, the communication, how things are working. It's got to translate to wins, but when you get two guys like this, one in a trade and one who makes a decision to come on his own when he could have went anywhere else, it just makes you understand what's happening here.
Right. Now, guys, I get it. Before we get all the objections thrown at us, there's a lot of folks that are legitimately like as fired up as we are. So I'm done. I'm done with either you're in or you're out, okay? Either you're in the bandwagon. What did you say last week?
The boat.
In the boat. In the boat. Bandwagon, whatever euphemism, metaphor you want to use.
Get in the boat.
I mean, we've had so many fans out here just looking for something to hang their hat on. You get the best free agent quarterback. Yes, I would like to have seen more of Penix, and the preseason sucks, and you've seen other things from other teams. Whatever, that's their thing. But we've got guys that are going to finally, I think, shine. Kyle Pitts, healthy. Drake London, Bijan. Again, all we can tell you guys is how good Bijan is. You haven't seen Bijan on TV this summer. I get it. Bijan looks amazing in camp. The guys are going, ooh, ah, watching stuff that he does. Now you finally got a defense. You finally got an edge rush. And you secured the back end. Now, the corners, I think, are better. Maybe Kevin King will be that great story that Tom Rinaldi will do a piece on, Carl, in January about being out of football for 2 years. I don't know.
No, maybe. Maybe he will. 404-726-0929. John Fricke's coming up. He's got the night show tonight. But I feel like, Mike, we've taken the next step. And when we say that, we're talking about upgrading your talent. Sometimes you can just sign guys. And how many times have we said on this show, oh, they should sign that guy? And we go, bum.
Right.
Who is it? What? You've upgraded your talent. And when you do that, hopefully it pays out and pays up for us in you know, with wins and certainly winning this division and all the things we can dream about going to the playoffs, because that's the goal. I mean, we said this. If you're not talking playoffs, you're talking about the wrong thing right now. We've invested too much money now and too much effort. This isn't a team that, well, they're coming. It'll be 2 years. They just went after it.
No, and there is, like, and maybe no one's going to talk about it yet at Flowery Branch, but now there is a level of expectation that goes with this. I mean, now you're expected to do something for all the things, all the reasons we just spoke about. But it is still a very top-heavy NFC. There's going to be surprise teams. Someone's going to get better in the NFC we didn't expect. Someone's going to get worse. It always happens. But I think this is a year where the odds, again, you could have got the Falcons like I did at 60-1 after the Super Bowl last year. You know, now they're down to 30 and dropping. I mean, this is a team which is going to have a more than a puncher's chance. I can't wait. I just wish the freaking season would start tomorrow. Can't wait.
Well, we got one more preseason game on Friday. Our coverage begins at 5, and the kick is at 7. John Fricke, what is going on today, man? How are you?
I am fighting COVID for the second time.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And this time it's like, you know, this time it's really kind of weird because this time it's a little bit different than the first time.
Milder?
Which I got 2 years ago.
Milder? Worse? Better? What?
No. It's a little bit worse, actually.
Oh, damn.
And, I know. So, but it's okay because I can't give you COVID through the microphone here. So.
That's correct.
But I got, you know, the good news is I got a full 3 hours. Now, unlike you guys who have I don't know how you do 5 hours a day. I really don't.
Well, we're pretty good at it.
I mean,
And Carl can put up
every
with
day.
Me.
It's a lot. Trust me. Yes.
I know. I'm with you. I mean, it's not like Steakhouse. I mean, they have 2 hours or, you know, and 23 people on their show. You know. Hey, Drew Butler, you get 30 seconds. Go.
It's a great point, John. They did have their second anniversary, though.
You said that. Not
yeah, they did. Yeah. No. Second anniversary, and they've done like 28 hours of radio. I mean, in 2 years.
You're on one tonight, huh?
He's on a heater. He's coming in hot.
No, I will say the Brent Key interview was very good today. I did enjoy it.
No, it was great. I mean, you know, Brent Key saying, look, the collective has stepped up. I mean, right. Man, that is huge. So I'm excited to see what Georgia Tech does. What do you got coming up? What are you talking about?
Well, I can't imagine what we're talking about. We're talking about the Falcons shutting down Penix, which, by the way, I have no problem with. Okay. I was the one kind of harping on it last weekend. I mean, I had no reason to play him. But apparently I'm in the minority because I put it out there, and a whole bunch of people were, like, running at me going, he needs snaps, which is fine. We
We never want to talk about the worst case, John, but if, heaven forbid, Cousins has something happen, you want a guy to be ready. I don't know if he's ready yet.
I know, right?
That's my only argument.
I don't know that he is either. Right. That's, hopefully he doesn't. I mean, I don't know that a few snaps against the backups and base of the Jacksonville Jaguars is going to make any difference. That's the thing.
Fair enough. We'll stay there. John's got you covered. John, you're on for how long tonight? 3 hours?
A full three.
A full three.
You know, which is like a week's worth of Steakhouse.
Okay. Right.
And he's on drugs, and he's ready to roll.
John Fricke is
yes,
next.
I am on drugs. I'm on lots of drugs.
Let's get out of here and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big shout out to our guests tomorrow, by the way. All of our guests and interviews online at Odyssey.com. Tomorrow, Wes makes his first weekly visit of the season. This will be a weekly thing, guys, as we'll talk to the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Michael Turner's going to stop by, Mike, tomorrow.
The burner, baby.
We'll get Grant's opinion. We're also chasing down some college football folks because it is that time, guys. We're going to dive in deeper and deeper as we get closer to the start of the college football season, which is week 0, which is Saturday. All right, Oren, great job as always behind the glass. Our engineer, stick around. John Fricke's got you covered. Executive producer, Turtle. Back from his off day. Appreciate you being here, Turtle.
Real work ethic.
Mike Bell, we got to get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, if the playoffs started today, it'd be a shorter season. But the Braves would be the 6th seed and Milwaukee would be the 3. And that's who we play. We'd be Milwaukee 2 out of 3. I mean, you could argue great pitching can beat good hitting. So if it's Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, and Max Fried. Max Fried, can he keep it together? I mean, Carl, losing Austin Riley, it's just one of those things where you feel maybe it's just not in the cards for you. It's just too much to overcome. Braves just literally can't catch a break. Get Money Harris back and then lose Austin Riley for 6 to 8 weeks, which for all intents and purposes is the season. It's not over till it's over, but Carl, there's just nobody in the system that can replace what Austin Riley brings you at third base.
It's true. I've said for years, Falcon fans, I need a few guys in the locker room that will walk in and go, I'll kill everybody in here. We have one now. We have another one in Matthew Judon. That is not a bad metaphor, by the way. That is what guys who have an attitude in the National Football League bring. And if you don't think for 1 second that he's playing with purpose this year, you better think again. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
You
actually think you can get Fricke's Fomites through the radio.
There's a reason I'm drinking warm vodka in the breaks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!